on the plane ride home, I was just sitting on the window thinking about it, started bawling. I was like, no.
It's always on airplanes. Right? And it's always like on airplanes.
There was like some lady next to me. I was like, please don't let this lady ask me what I don't feel like talking right now.
Welcome back, everybody, to Dress Down. Today, I have another very exciting guest for you. You may recognize today's guest from his super viral social media posts featuring fashion, anime, all-around pop culture, DJing, and more. Welcome, Dimitri, a.k.a. Dimitri.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. I am excited to talk to you.
Yeah.
I've obviously seen your content around, and we got to see each other at a couple of events. Mm-hmm. But we haven't gotten to sit down and talk very much, so I'm excited to do that.
Yeah, me too. And we've been trying to like do this for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've just been all over the place.
You are so busy. Yeah. We were just talking about that before we started. You flew in from Seattle today.
I did, yeah. I was in Seattle, and then before that I was in San Francisco at Lucasfilm. So I was just like very short trips for this weekend, and then I'm gone again this weekend.
Mm-hmm. So. Are you tired?
Do I look tired?
No, you don't.
It's the energy drink I took, probably. I'm always tired. My problem is I'll sleep late, wake up early, so I just get things done. But I'm going to bed at like 3-4 a.m. It's like, that's probably not healthy.
I have nothing to say about that.
What time is your bedtime?
Also, when I go to bed.
Okay.
You get give it. Or take.
Yeah. Well, and do you wake up early?
No. I mean, what is early to you?
I try to be up and about before 10.
Okay.
So like my body naturally wakes me up at like 7. I'll go back to bed again, wake up again. And I just got cats like 3 months ago, and then they're harassing me now.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm a cat dad now. And then, yeah, then I try to like get to the gym around like between 9 and 10, and then just start the day with emails and content and
all that good stuff.
You know how it goes.
I do. Well, that is healthier than me, I'll say. I also go to sleep pretty late, but then I rise pretty late as well.
But like it evens out because you go to sleep late and you get like your 7, I'm not getting that 7 to 8 hours.
Right.
And it's definitely really bad.
I'm a little concerned about you now.
It's been like since college. It's been really? Like that. Just because like I would stay up late and do assignments when I wasn't supposed to be doing them because I should have done them before.
Right, of course.
And it's just kind of like stuck. And it's like, that's this. I've tried to fix it too, but it's like, this is my life now.
I mean, maybe you just don't need that much sleep.
You know, I'm functioning. I'm here.
I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt.
I went to the gym today.
You went to the gym? Yeah.
Yeah.
And flew back from a different... Did you fly into LAX?
Burbank.
Oh, thank God.
10 minutes.
Thank God.
To my house.
I was like, did you brave LAX this morning and also go to the gym and then also come here? Because that would be pretty wild.
That would be crazy.
LAX is like a city by itself.
I'm learning, still learning the ins and outs of the traffic here in LA. Because I've only been here for a year, year and change. And last year, I thought I had it down, and I missed my flight going to Japan, and that was this whole thing. And then I was like, and this was cool because like this was going to Japan for Star Wars Celebration, and I was going with Disney, so like they comped it and everything like that. But a bunch of my friends were out there, you know, Justin and Brie were out there, Alex, Drew, Maddie, and they were already there. I was like, I don't want to miss like a day, so I ended up like buying a new flight.
Sometimes you've got to do what you've got to do.
The FOMO was hitting, and I was like, I'm just going to not even, I'm just, don't even tell me the price. I'm just sadly going to swipe.
I've done that before. Yeah, I know exactly how you feel.
More than one occasion. It's really, but it's
same.
Like, I need this, but don't tell me how much it is.
I would love to say I've learned my lesson, and I simply can't lie. No.
No, we don't learn our lessons.
No, but I appreciate that someone else here will validate the way that I also live my life.
I think it's, you know, you want something, just get it.
Just that's how I am too.
Just get the money will come back. No. Yeah, I'm a dangerous person to go shopping with because
I'm the same way.
I will tell you to buy that thing.
I will always tell you to buy that thing.
And then I get mad about you telling me to buy things. I'm like, stop it. But then I'm like, that looks pretty good on you. You should get that.
You should absolutely get that.
You should get those $500 glasses.
Yes. You know what? I feel very seen right now.
right here.
So how I live my life. I recently just was flying. I flew back from Thailand, but I, when I got to the airport, realized that my flight was for May 16th instead of March 16th.
Oh no.
And I needed to go home. So I had to rip a new flight.
Did you accidentally, when you booked it, you accidentally made it for May?
Yes.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. You were tired. Benefit of the doubt. There was one time I was flying and from Seattle. So when I still living in New York, mm-hmm. and I'm like trying to get them to scan my ticket and it's not scanning. I'm like, why is this not working? And I set it for the wrong airport.
Oh,
and I didn't realize it wasn't a round trip thing I was doing. I think I was like bouncing from here to there. I just wasn't paying attention. Yeah. And I was like, sorry.
And then New York, it's like LaGuardia.
Yeah. I was like, my bad. Sorry. That's my fault. This, because it wasn't leaving from SeaTac. It was leaving from LAX, I think. I was like, that is my fault. I will take that one. And then I had to buy like a new ticket, obviously.
I have also done that in New York. I went to the wrong airport as well.
So did you fly out of JFK and went to LaGuardia or vice versa?
It was, I was supposed to be flying out of, I think, LaGuardia, and I went to Newark, which doesn't make a ton
of
sense.
That's even worse. Yeah. Newark is in Jersey.
I know.
Oh my.
I'm aware.
So what'd you do?
I don't remember. I think I went back to my friend's house and like got a new one for the next day or something.
Loss.
Yeah.
Accepted defeat.
It was a while ago, but I do that.
Sometimes you have to. I mean, you know, take the L.
Take the L. Sometimes
it happens.
Yeah, no one to blame but myself.
See, the first step is accepting.
Right. Exactly. So you moved here from New York about a year ago.
Yeah.
How has the culture shock been for you? I'm curious because I've also only lived here for 2 years.
Oh, okay. Where'd you
also
move from?
From the East Coast. I moved from Florida.
Okay.
But I was born in New York and grew up in Florida.
Wow.
So I was an East Coaster.
Where were you born in New York?
A village called Suffern, very north.
I think I've heard of it because I've gone to school. I went to school upstate New York. In the middle of nowhere. But it wasn't really much of a culture shock because I was going back and forth so much, and I had a bunch of friends, and I didn't have to like meet new people, which was great. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like you know, going to a new school, you have to make new friends. Mm-hmm. I did that, I didn't have to do that either when I went to like college because I played soccer and I had built-in friends on the, you know, teammates and stuff like that. So that was great. So it kind of felt like that, but it's different in the sense of like, for one thing, I live alone for the first time, which has been incredible.
Do you like it?
Yeah. I love you guys. Sorry, but I had to go. It's so
sometimes
nice. Like,
it's
freeing. Cause I grew up with three siblings and then two parents, and then my cousin lived with us too. So like, it was like a full house.
Right.
So just besides going off to college, I had roommates, but living alone for the first time, I was like, wow.
Got some peace.
This is a game changer.
Yeah.
And just, the weather's great. Traffic, not so great.
Yeah.
But learning to adjust and still adjust and to like figure that out. But it wasn't much of a culture shock just because like I was going back and forth so much.
Yeah. I feel very similarly. There were a little thing, like little tiny things that I got hung up on, like parking and traffic, mostly transportation, to be honest. But yeah, a lot of my friends lived here. So when I moved here, I kind of already had people.
Just assimilated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My friends are asking, like, people ask me, like, would you move back to the East Coast? And how do you compare to the East Coast? You can't really compare 1 year to 30 years. I lived there for 30 years, but I'm enjoying my time here now. Would I ever go back there? As of right now, no. But who knows?
I feel that way,
that
too.
That could always change. Something could bring me over there.
Very live in the moment type of person.
Kind of just like, my friends are talking about moving to Texas. I'm like, I'm not going to Texas, but I'll come visit you in Texas.
Come visit you in Texas. That's fine. I do love it here. I don't know if it's the same for New York because it seems like there's a lot happening in New York all the time. There wasn't a lot happening in Florida for me. So when I moved over here where there would be like one event in a while, there was like one event every day and sometimes more than one event every day. And I was like, whoa, how do I do everything? And I realized that I couldn't very fast.
And you're probably like just spending so much money traveling here to do the events. And that's what I realized with New York. Granted, there's when I was leaving, there are so many more things that are happening in New York now. I'm like, that's so annoying.
Yeah, it is always the
way. But like, I leave New York in my bio because like, I'll go back for events. Like, I'm going back there next month for something, which is cool. But yeah, I can imagine just it gets so pricey. And I have a friend who lives in around Orlando, and like people have been trying to get him to move out to LA for the longest time. It's like, you're missing out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things over here.
I know.
Come and join the fun.
You don't know what you're missing until you get out here, I'll say. Because when I lived in Florida, I would come out here a lot, mostly for cosplay events and things like that. But I still have friends who live in Florida, and they are like, well, if something comes up, I can always fly. I don't have to live there. And I always tell them, it's not that you can't just get on a plane and come, because you can, but usually something will pop up and it's like, hey, can you make it here by 9 p.m. today? Or like, what are you doing tomorrow?
Right.
And it's not like something that you can plan for. So you do kind of have to be out here.
Yeah. And I mean, it's different. Obviously, if you're on the East Coast, if that person is like in San Diego or San Francisco, it's not that far of a flight or the drive. But yeah, things pop up very often and your schedule fills up. And it's very hard to say no sometimes.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, this sounds pretty cool. I want to do it. But I'm starting to like, no, I can't. I'm tired.
Yeah, I feel that way too now, now that I've been here for a little while. Well, we are in our One Piece fits today, Zoro and Nico Robin. What type of, you mentioned that you grew up liking Yu-Gi-Oh! And Dragon Ball Z. What were your fandoms that you were obsessed with growing up?
Definitely Dragon Ball Z is probably at the top. It's not even probably at the top. It's at the top. Like, you watch Dragon Ball Z as a kid, like on Toonami, Cartoon Network. You didn't know, like for me at least, I didn't know it was this thing called anime. I was just watching it just to watch it. Like, oh, this is really cool. And I feel like that was for a lot of people. And, you know, Dragon Ball Z is a lot of the reasons why people go to the gym. And then I remember I saw this article about, I forgot what happened to this kid specifically, but he was in distress in some way, and he said he got through it because he was thinking what Vegeta would do. And I was like, you know what, that's real.
Wow,
that's so real. So like, growing up watching on Toonami especially, they would always air Dragon Ball Z, Full Metal Alchemist, Yu Yu Hakusho, Inuyasha, One Piece, and like a bunch of like other stuff like here and there.
Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, Cowboy Bebop.
All that.
Yeah.
That.
The old school.
All that stuff.
The old school stuff, you know? And so.
Coleoco. That was great.
You know what? This is, oh my gosh, because Coleoco is great. Coleoco is so good.
I can sense a hot take brewing.
Because I'm thinking about one of my friends. You know Cleo Thomas?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was him. Like, he does not like Coleoco.
Oh,
and
no.
And I was trying so hard to defend it, and he was just like shitting on it. I'm like, come on, man. Like, the theme song alone
was so good.
It was so good. And I think it's a great show. And
I do too.
Like, I think it was last year or 2 years ago, I rewatched it. And like,
oh, did you?
And you always forget, like, this was made by French people.
Oh.
Yeah. If you look at the credits, it's like all in French. So,
really?
Like, I don't know if it's like an anime specifically, but it's like anime adjacent, like Avatar.
Yeah.
But Coleoco's good.
I was wondering if it held up for the rewatch.
I mean, I would rewatch it many times.
All right.
Yeah, I think you should rewatch
it. All right.
It's really good.
I will. I'll add it to the list.
The ever growing list.
Andor,
Clone Wars, Rebels. She's got work to do.
Yeah, all my Star Wars knowledge. Trying to level up. So let me ask you this. When did you start posting content? And was it fashion stuff first? Was it music first? Because you do all kinds of things.
I would say, you know, before TikTok was a thing, I was still posting stuff on Instagram, just like my own kind of things. I went to my first Comic-Con, New York Comic Con, I think it was 2018. And that was my first time cosplaying. And walking around, I was like, this is incredible. I felt so cool. And people were asking me to take pictures. I'm like, this is so awesome. And then
it got you.
Yeah.
Like it got us all.
It hooked me. And I was like, this was like around before 2019 into 2020, where I was like posting like dance videos and stuff on Instagram, and TikTok was about to get to like its peak. Mm-hmm. Pandemic hit. And I feel like so many people started making videos during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I worked for a DJ company, so that was not happening. So I was just bored at home, and people were like, you should post your videos on TikTok. So March 2020, I started just posting stuff. And just for me, and this was, it's crazy to think, because this is a point where I was posting like 3 times a day.
Yeah.
Which sounds so ridiculous now.
It was an era though. I did that too.
It sounds so tiring now.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
I barely get one. Same. I barely get one.
Same.
And it's so rough. But I was doing three videos a day, just like getting my ideas out, which I've always wanted to do, because when Vine was out, me and my friend always talked about having a joint account, and we never actually did it. And I just started posting my ideas, like getting them out there. And I remember my first viral video. I was like, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, this is so cool. And at first I was just posting just to do it. And then I realized like, oh, I can like make a living out of this. I can make money out of this, which is awesome. And you know, it just grew from there. I think it was maybe 2 years ago, I went like kind of full time. Mm-hmm. And then I was still doing the DJ thing. And then I was doing it much less because this got super busy. Mm-hmm. And then last year, obviously I moved out here. And then last year was probably the busiest year I've ever had. And it's rolled into this year, which I'm so, so incredibly grateful for. But yeah, it's been great.
Yeah. Your videos are awesome.
Thank you.
I feel like before I met you, I had been following you just because I enjoyed your content.
Right.
And, you do a lot of videos, of your DJing, where you do the mashups of like the nerdy songs. And I know you do like fashion videos on the treadmills, and it rocks. You're great.
Thank you. Yeah. The DJ stuff, I didn't really bring into my content fully until like 3 years ago. Like I was sprinkling it here and there, but a lot of my content was just like real life experiences and things I thought of. And then I did one of those videos for the first time, and then it was a Star Wars one. And then I was like, I have to keep doing this. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can keep doing this because there's like an infinite amount of things I can use.
Yeah.
And it's been so cool. And I want to really expand on it because I was able to do a video with, you know, Allison Stoner.
Yes.
Like they hit me up and they wanted to do a video, and then with Camp Rock. Mm-hmm. And then I like figured it out and I sent it over to them, and then they loved it. I was like, and they came over to my house. Shot it, and I'm like, I want to do this with more like people like attached to like, you know, their respective things that they did and stuff like that. And yeah, with the fashion stuff, I was always doing stuff like here and there, but fashion content is so tedious. So I like just stopped for a while. Cause I remember I had back like 4 years ago, I did like, there was this very popular Harry Potter trend that was audio that was going around, and I did one with that, and then I did one for what was it, Encanto, and that was cool, but like it gets very tedious. But I've been wanting to do more with it, so I finally got like a treadmill, and then you know, I do the Pokemon videos, which have been, I'm so thankful they're doing so well. I haven't done one in like almost a month, but I just I think I'm filming one tomorrow night. Yeah, it's been great. So I just want to like expand in more into like the fashion world.
Yeah, I saw the, I think the most recent one where you did all the different trainers, like what each trainer would wear. And it does seem, because I'm always like, I wonder how long that takes to switch outfits over and over.
It's the coming up with the outfits. So I make sure I take my time to really put stuff together rather than just like throwing stuff together. And after that, it's not that bad where I lay down I put up the lighting, I lay down, which is one light, put down the treadmill, set up the camera, which is just my phone. And then I have to make sure I go in like in a certain order where I can't move this because the way I do with the effects. And then I lay my clothes out. That way I can just...
Yeah. You know? One then, thing after the other.
I would say at most once I start filming, it takes me anywhere between like 30 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
But that's because I just found a way to now, you know, make it like streamlined. I can just do it real quick. And I shoot at night. So the lighting stays the same. Mm-hmm. So I make sure, like, sometimes it's the dead of night too. I'm like, I can just wait until, why am I waiting until like 2 a.m.? I can do this at 8.
Right.
You know? But yeah.
Sometimes that's when your brain activates, though.
It's always when my brain activates. Yeah, that's why I'm up so late. I'm up to like.
Suddenly, I have an amazing idea that I have to do right now.
Wow, let me just do it right now. Yeah. Let me go outside and spin this lightsaber. but yeah, and so like, it's not the worst now that I've like kind of figured it out. Mm-hmm. The longest part of that is just figuring out what I'm going to wear. And then today, right. The next one I'm doing is a ghost type. So I already had one outfit I knew that I've worn before that I have set aside. And then I was just going, when I go, I Google ghost type Pokemon. And then there's like a whole database that just shows me all the ghost type Pokemon. And I go through them and see like what's in my wardrobe that I can, because like if I don't have to buy it, that's great. Mm-hmm. If I have to buy it, that's money.
Yeah, right.
You know, if I return it, maybe not, but like a lot of the times I like the piece, so I'll keep it.
Yeah.
And then I just put combinations in my head and then go see if it works. And then sometimes they don't and they're really bad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I like this. This is good. Mm-hmm. And then I'll wait until nighttime and then I'll go shoot it.
Yeah. Do you have a particular type of content that you're enjoying the most right now?
Right now? Not really. I feel like they're all like, pretty much tied, and I go back and forth between so many. Mm-hmm. Like I said, at the DJs have the fashion stuff. I just shot a dance one today, but everything is just centered around pop culture for the most part. So I don't think I have like one that sticks out. I haven't done a DJ one in a while, which I've been like sitting around. I'm like, I really. And I know what I have to do. I just don't feel like doing it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sorry. It's nice to have all of those as options too, because then you're not pigeonholing yourself into one thing and then burning yourself out on it and getting bored, right? So you can be like, oh, I haven't done a DJ thing in a while. Mm-hmm. I should do that. And it keeps everything kind of light and fresh, I imagine.
Yeah. And that was, if you remember the writer strike that happened like 2 years ago, a lot of film TV people were struggling. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, like the gamers and the people who just do multiple things were like, they're pretty much fine. I'm like, that's why people always talk about, and I always try to preach, I'm like, you know, you should try to like do more than one thing and kind of like expand, like you like more than one thing. Cause I know you do. I know you want to talk about this, but like, just be vocal about, oh, I also like this, because you never know who's listening. You never know who's gonna be like, oh, let's get this person for this, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Completely agree with you. I last year kind of had a little bit of an existential moment where I was like, I need to expand from just cosplay. So I started taking voice acting lessons.
Yeah, you've been doing really well with that, right?
But I've been so scared to talk about it. But I think what you just said was so important, that you never know who's listening, because the more that I've been posting about it, the more people have been reaching out to me and being like, oh, I saw that you do this now. We need a commercial. And I'm like, why haven't I been talking about this year?
That's awesome.
And it's true. You never know who's listening.
Yeah, you never know who's listening. And I've been actually wanting to get into voice acting. Because I feel like I would be pretty decent at it. And I've had ideas of things I want to do. I've just never done them. Mm-hmm. And I have friends. I was in the voice acting world. My friend, do you know Tony Weaver Jr. by any chance?
Sounds very familiar.
He's been getting into it. And I remember the first video he posted, I was like, how the hell? It's like, that's not him.
Yeah.
He's incredible at it. He's so good at it. And his videos have been doing really well with that. And people have been loving it. I'm like, it's funny watching people watch his voice for the first time, like him do his thing. And they're like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, that's voice acting. You know,
you're
able to change your voice. But I've been wanting to get into it. And I just have to like, you know, just start, you know, doing it.
But how to add that to your busy schedule? I don't know.
All right, we'll figure it out. I have it on a list of things that, like, I kind of know what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I just have to like lay it out and figure it out. Right. But you know, that's like homework.
Right. Mm-hmm. When you have the energy, when you have the time.
Yeah. It'll come eventually.
Eventually.
Summer's around the corner.
Exactly. would you say that there is an off season or like an on season for what you do? Because there's a convention season, right?
I would say going into the new year, January, I think this is for a lot of creators, January is pretty bare. Mm-hmm. And then you're just sitting
it's like
around.
The reset.
Yeah, you're just sitting down. It's like, I'm the worst. No one wants, no one wants to work with me. Uh-huh. Like, I suck. And then everyone's going through that. And then second, third week of January hits, and they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, things
are rolling in. You know, just gotta, and it's, just it's kidding, nice just to like just take a little break. Like when I moved here last year, I was just literally on go, and my friends make fun of me. It's like, do you even live here? Like, did you even move here? Because I was just like never home.
Yeah.
And I don't think last year I spent. The longest time I spent in my house before going somewhere was 3 weeks consecutively. This year has been a month and change. I didn't have to go anywhere, which was nice. Really nice. But usually it's like a week, I'm gone, a few days, I'm gone. And then and I'm just only gone for like 2 or 3 days and I come back. I would say January, end of December, going into January is kind of like your little reset. And then it kind of picks up after that. And I think... obviously, it's important to like take breaks and know when you're burnt out because it's going to happen very often. But it's also very hard to say no because things are cool. And, you know, this is how we survive. You know, and you don't want to say no because you don't want to make someone mad or an agency mad or a brand mad. Like, oh, they're not going to work with me again if I say no. Which is, it's all anxiety driven.
It is.
You know?
It so is. And it's hard to expand upon that point being... like a one-man show, usually this is like a team, right? Like a whole team, a whole production. And being in content, doing things on social media, a lot of times you don't have as much help as these whole productions for other people. If not, it's just you. Like, and that means that you're taking on so many different roles. You are the... like director of photography, you're an editor, you are a social media manager, you are the talent, you are showing up to events, and it's so much work.
It is. And are you represented by anyone?
I kind of, not, no. Short answer, no. Long answer, kind of.
Right. Yeah, and you know, some people have, at least they have like teams to, you know, back them up for that stuff. And some people do it on their own. And like, I'm one of those people where I just like, I have thought about getting representation. And for a while I wanted it. And then I was like, I think I'm good. Like, you know, I have good resources and people I can trust. And I've just been doing it by myself since since I started.
So
and
it's really,
And you kind of just learn how to like I know how to like fully read contracts now and know what certain things mean. It's like, oh, this legal word is that. But they're pretty straightforward anyways. Which is great. But you're, like you said, you're a director of photography, you're a social media manager, you're doing, you know, you're a scheduler, you're assistant. Like I'm my own assistant. There's people always come like say this is not a real job. You know, people. And we're our brains are just on 24/7 and it can be a lot sometimes. Which is, like I said, it's important to try to take those breaks when you can and maybe say no sometimes. But yeah, it can be rough.
It can, but it is all worth it in
the end. It is. We do some pretty great things.
And you're doing so many cool things. We talked a little bit before we started and a little bit about you being in Seattle and all these really cool activations that you're doing. You're DJing something in the future. Do you have a particular event that you've gone to in the past year that you've lived here that has been your favorite?
Probably Star Wars Celebration. Star Wars is like my all-time favorite thing. And I've... that was my second time in Japan. I remember the first time I went, it was like a dream that I was even going because me and my best friends always talked about going together. And then I was like, guys, I got invited. So I'm sorry, I'm going to go. But going for a second time, it was just, it was so great. And then going with Star Wars specifically, and then I was out there for like 2 weeks, but just being there and being there for Star Wars, going to the panels and it's just so great knowing like you, because I'm sure you get this where we get imposter syndrome a lot. Like, am I supposed to be here? Am I, you know, it's crazy. So like, and I have a friend who I think about where I remember before I was living here, she's like, she looked at me, she was like, have you taken a chance to like thank yourself and be proud of yourself. And then I thought about it. I was like, no, I haven't. And then I remember on the plane ride home, I was just sitting on the window thinking about it, started bawling. I was like, no.
It's always on airplanes.
Right?
And it's always like on airplanes.
There was like some lady next to me. I was like, please don't let this lady ask me what I don't feel like talking right now. But I was started bawling because like I had not thought about that. And I was like, I don't ever take the time to thank myself. And then you don't really, sometimes you don't think of yourself in that light. So like just to be in the same room with these people and doing these things with Star Wars and Disney, I'm like, this is incredible. And then when Acolyte came out, which is another live action Star Wars show that unfortunately only had one season and it got super bashed. It was a great show. But I got to go to a round table with the showrunner and then meet some people and do some stuff with Star Wars. Like stuff like that makes me so happy to make me realize that I'm on the right path. I'm doing the things that I should be doing, I guess. And it's very rewarding.
Yeah. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And it's so important to remember to slow down and thank yourself because when you're like, go, 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 like you were talking about, like we do, you're always looking to the next thing and what's the next thing? What's the next thing? And I got to do this and there's a deadline and I got to pack my suitcase and I got to get it and I'm going to miss my flight. And you don't sit and think about all the really, really cool stuff that you get to do. And it is important.
Yeah. And you like, we're spoiled in a way with the stuff we get to do, but you know, some people acknowledge that and some people exploit it. But like, I feel like most of us, we realize that we're in a position that we got to do these cool things and we shouldn't be taking it for granted. But yeah, we just need to like slow down a little bit. And I've been trying to do that more and be mindful of like, you know, we worked hard to get to the spot that we are, no matter what people say, like, this is not a real job. I'm like, well, you try editing this thing that I keep frame by frame for 2 hours, you know?
You're learning so many skills and you're teaching yourself, which takes
YouTube,
a long
YouTube
time.
YouTube University.
YouTube University, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, and I think, well, when you only see the finished product as well, like just seeing the uploaded finished video, it seems way easier than if you were to go through the process yourself. Yeah. And then it takes somebody one time, I think, to be like, oh, this is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, and that's like when people ask me like about being a creator, I'm like, how do you do it? Like just 2 weeks ago, I was at Disney for Dreamers Academy, where it's this thing where they bring in students, like 100 students, high school students, where they're just doing like workshops for like 3 days and guest speakers and stuff like that. And then they brought in six creators, Power of Joy creators. Power of Joy is something they started 2 years ago with black creators. And one of the things I talked about on stage was that was about being a creator. And I tell people it's consistency. You just, you have to be able to keep up with it. And even when you see the numbers aren't there, it's like you just have to keep throwing stuff at the wall until something sticks. And consistency. And that's like the main thing that's where they fall off with this, because they realize that it's a lot. It's like, I don't feel like videoing this. And then, you know, you can, you know, obviously you don't have to video everything. You can pick and choose, but it can be a lot. It's like where you, like I said, our brains are on 24/7. It's like, you're in a space. Like, should I be getting content?
Yes.
You know, it's like, sometimes I'm just vibing. I'm like, I probably should be, this is probably like for like my story or something. I'm like, nah, I'll get it from someone later. But
I know
we're always just like, I should probably be grabbing this, but it's the consistency. Like that's the hard, for me at least, it was like the hardest thing.
Yeah, I think it is across the board, especially what you're saying about like not seeing the numbers, because what I've seen a lot of times happen is people will start making videos and be consistent for maybe like 2-3 weeks, and then they're like, well, it's not happening, nothing is happening, and it's easy to get disheartened and stop when you don't see any results. And it's really, really difficult to be like, well, I have to keep being vulnerable and keep putting myself out there whether or not something mm-hmm. happens, because the only way it's going to happen is if I just keep doing it.
Exactly.
And get there eventually. Mm-hmm. And that is, there's a lot of layers to that. Yeah. There's a lot of like ego vulnerability to that. There's a lot of being okay to publicly fail mm-hmm. to that. That is terrifying. And it is a lot of work on top of that as well.
Especially if you're not seeing the results you want. Mm-hmm. But it does make me happy when, like, for friends, especially where I know they should be getting the recognition that they deserve and then mm-hmm. they're just not. Mm-hmm. And then to finally see like one of their videos doing well, or like their favorite brand commented on something, or like a big person like reposted stuff, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, it's like, yeah, they've been working for that. Mm-hmm. And to see it like come to fruition, it's like, mm-hmm. it makes them feel good, makes me feel good. Yeah. Not everyone's like that, but.
Right. 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 But I think having, what you said about having friends here, and same for me, is nice, I think, for us, because that means we had a support system here already that did want to see us succeed. Mm-hmm. And that's really cool. Because that, I think, is the most isolating part about content creation is going through the motions and trying to be consistent. And if you don't see those results, motivating yourself can be really hard.
Yeah.
So having people around mm-hmm. that are like, no, keep doing it. You're crushing it, you know?
Yeah.
Is important.
Yeah. And then they're supporting you online. And mm-hmm. it is, yeah, it's very important to have that. And I will say, when I was doing this back at home, I'm glad I got the support of my family of doing it, because I didn't finish college. Mm-hmm. And when I did 4 years of college. I did 2 years in upstate New York, and then 2 years at American University in DC. Mm-hmm. And I transferred because I wanted to play soccer, D1 soccer. Mm-hmm. And when I went, not all my credits went through. Mm-hmm. So I basically did my sophomore year twice. Mm-hmm. And by the end of my fourth year, my eligibility for soccer was up. And then I was not in a good place mentally. And then the school was expensive, so I transferred back home. Mm-hmm. And when I took some time off when I was ready to go back to school, like couldn't get my transcript, this whole thing, because I wanted to transfer somewhere in New York where it's cheaper. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then as time just went on,
so frustrating.
Yeah, it was very frustrating. I was so annoyed. Mm-hmm. But then I realized that what I was taking was like, I don't want to do anything with this anyways. Mm-hmm. So time went on, pandemic happened, mm-hmm. and then fell into this. And I'm glad I did, because for the longest time I was like, just, I felt like such a failure.
Yeah,
I didn't know what I was going to do with my life. Mm-hmm. I was like, I could do the DJ stuff for the rest of my life, but mm-hmm. I knew it wasn't going to make me happy. Like, it's a nice supplement on the side, but like, is this going to actually like tickle my brain for as long as I think it is?
Right.
But mm-hmm. yeah, I felt like such a failure, because like I had all my friends were like doing all these cool things and, you know, moving away. And then I was at a point where I was just in my friend group, the only person still on Long Island. I felt like so isolated, and so I felt so sad. So like, I'm glad, I mean, that went away, but I'm glad I fell into this content life, because it wasn't great before, mm-hmm. like mentally, but I'm also glad I have the support of like people I grew up with, people from my hometown seeing like, oh, I saw your stuff, and yeah, it was just really cool. Uh-huh. And then my family, and then obviously friends over here, and it's been so great, and like it makes you feel good.
Yeah, and it does. It having that passion and being excited and feeling motivated to do something that you love mm-hmm. is incredible.
Yeah,
so. That's awesome. I feel like you are doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Oh, thank you.
Stop it. You're welcome. So you do so many different series. What was the first viral video moment that you had?
It was a video of me dancing to, what's this, that Willow song? Wait a minute.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just literally just dancing out of my front door.
Oh, really?
And just doing some moves. I had my little brother record me, I think. Mm-hmm. And then it went viral for some reason. And I was like,
okay, hell yeah.
Dancing. This is what you guys want to see. Mm-hmm. And I was always doing dancing. And mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember what else like has gone viral since then. Well, at that time. But mm-hmm. Like I said, I was just throwing stuff at the wall and just doing things I wanted to make videos about. Mm-hmm. And obviously some did better than others. But seeing that one viral video, I'm like, oh, I can, you know, this is a good feeling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you put the hard work into something and then you want to keep pushing. You want to keep maybe get another one. Not everything is going to be a viral video, obviously not.
Sure, sure.
But I've just also gone through so many different series and things that kind of fell off. Like there was I used to do Gordon Ramsay impression videos.
Uh-huh.
To the point where he saw one of them and he was like, he's good. I was like, guys,
oh my God.
Co-signed by the devil himself, the devil of Hell's Kitchen. This is great.
Damn.
And I've been wanting to bring those back. Mm-hmm. And I bought a chef outfit to do a video like months ago and I still haven't done it. And I have the idea in my head.
Uh-huh.
Just got to go do it. And
yeah.
That was one of my favorite series that I did. I did like maybe 20 videos of those, and I just do like little mini series where they catch fire and then move on to the next thing because I just lose interest or I just want to like mm-hmm. elevate or whatever. And mm-hmm. I'm realizing, like, going back to my old content, I'm like, I could totally bring this back.
Yeah.
And just totally like revamp it now that I know all this stuff about how Instagram works and how TikTok works. Like, I mm-hmm. know I can make this so much better. So yeah, it's like little series here and there, and obviously I have my main ones that I do, but I do want to bring back mm-hmm. some of the old ones I used to do.
How important would you say that it is to do content that you want to do, that you're excited about, versus doing things that are performing well?
I think, so like, I know what performs well.
Mm.
And if I feel like sometimes my content needs a boost,
mm-hmm.
I will specifically do that video.
Gotcha.
But I think it's so important to just do the things you love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking to one of the students at the Dreamers Academy
mm-hmm.
Recently sent me an email, and she was asking about, you know, she's doing music and she wants to be able to, like, how does one do social media?
Mm-hmm.
And I just, one of the things I told her, I was like, you have to be true to yourself and just want to do, like, yeah, people may not like it. Everyone's going to have their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're enjoying it, if this is what you want to do, like, you have to like the content that you put out.
Right.
And every once in a while, you can put something up that performs well. Like I do it too. Like, I think everyone does. Like, mm-hmm. they know what's going to, you know, boost when you need it. But at the end of the day, I'm just like, you're just posting ridiculousness sometimes.
Yeah.
And you're just like, yeah, I want to do this. Mm-hmm. And I like it. And you're like rewatching it. And like, I'm actually kind of funny.
Yes, I love that too.
I'm like, this is kind of hilarious. Like, does anyone else think this is funny? Is it just me? All right. I'm just laughing with myself.
Yeah.
I'm like rewatching it. I'm like just cackling in my house. I'm like,
uh-huh.
All right. I mean, I think it's funny.
Yeah.
So I'm going to post it.
But like, that's important, right? It sounds like being strategic but not inauthentic
mm-hmm.
is like the vibe.
Right. Yeah. And obviously people want to see authenticity online. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the same way I am online that I'm offline. I mean, obviously we all have a social battery and sometimes it gets low, but
mm-hmm.
like the whimsy is pretty high.
Yeah. You know? Exactly.
Not
enough people have whimsy.
No. Get your whimsy up. I forgot who said someone said that in a video. I forgot who it was, but get your whimsy up.
Get your whimsy yeah. up. It sounds like a t-shirt.
Right?
That I would like to have. Be
that or a hat.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you have any dream projects that you would like to work on or brands that you would like to work with?
Near future, the World Cup is this year.
Mm-hmm.
I played soccer for like 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
So
what position did you play?
When I first started in fifth grade, all those years ago,
uh-huh.
I started off as a defender.
Okay.
Made my way up to striker. So uh-huh. in my senior year of high school, I played defender because I was asked to.
Mm-hmm.
But going into college, I was a striker. And all 4 years. But with the World Cup coming up, and it's in the U.S. and Mexico and Canada, I'm mm-hmm. like, I need to be in all of this.
Yeah.
Because so like I tried to like introduce soccer content into my stuff, and then there's more I want to do with it, but I've just been so busy. And then just like to do soccer content, you have to, you know, pretty much go to the field.
Yeah.
You have to shoot there.
Yeah.
And I have the ideas of what I want to do, which I think will do well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of doing it.
Getting out there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I low-key want to go. I try to go in the morning where there's no one around and they don't see me.
Yeah.
Because for what I want to do, I'm like, I don't want anyone to see what I'm doing right now. So I haven't figured out what time the field actually closes, or if it's like open just 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I need to go like super early. As soon as it's light outside,
yeah,
just go super early, just no one around. If there's like passing cars, that's fine. But like, I don't need someone just like just watching me in the corner or something like that. Cause I'm gonna be ridiculous. But that's what I'm trying to work on. And then past that, what is it? Obviously all the Marvel stuff that's coming out this year. I would love to go to the premieres for that and then do stuff in and around that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new Star Wars movie coming out next month, Mandalorian Grogu. In December, there's Jumanji 3 coming out. I am a big Jack Black fan,
mm-hmm.
and I need to meet that man.
To meet him. Okay.
I'm gonna try to get on the junket for that.
Yeah.
So I can interview mostly him. Obviously, other cast is there, but I love Jack Black so much,
mm-hmm.
and I've wanted to meet him for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Just do more interview stuff and just more stuff with Marvel,
we're manifesting, we're speaking it out loud,
yeah,
so that it comes true.
Jack Black.
So we can come back to this moment.
Jack Black.
So because we talked about your series of different Pokemon trainers, do you have a idea of what Pokemon trainer you would be in real life?
I feel like I should know this answer.
I also don't know this answer.
Okay.
I've thought about this multiple times and I can't land.
There's
anywhere.
So many good Pokemon.
Yeah, I know.
I'll
tell you what I think.
Okay.
So you give you time to think. But I want to be a psychic trainer, psychic or ghost.
Okay.
That would be what I wanted. But I was told by a few friends that I might be steel.
Why steel?
I don't know. I usually wear a lot of jewelry. I don't have anything on today, so
I
look like
from
a liar.
I was going through your videos on this pod just to see like what to wear.
Yeah.
And then the first thing I was like, why is her jewelry game so awesome?
Thank you.
My God, I was like, I thought I was doing well. I was like, I gotta step it up.
I didn't put a lick of jewelry on besides my earrings that don't come out of my ears. So I do look like a big fat liar right now, but. I think that's why.
Okay.
Because I usually have a lot of like necklaces and earrings, and I had like gauged ears for a long time. And
oh, really?
I had like a lot of earrings in all the time. And so maybe that. Maybe that.
So now you have to do like your own Pokemon video as a steel type trainer. And do you know which Pokemon you would have if you were steel type?
No. I didn't learn a lot about the new gen. Pokemon.
There's so many.
So I don't even know if I could name that many steel type Pokemon besides like Onix?
Steelix.
That's the one. It does have steel in its name, doesn't it? So I don't know. That's where I've landed.
I feel like I would have trouble naming steel type Pokemon too, because it's not really a type that I would normally go for.
Yeah.
Gengar is my favorite Pokemon. I have. Little Gengar right there.
Ah!
Gengar right there.
Haunter is my favorite Pokemon.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not even the evolved form.
No.
Haunter's pretty cool, actually.
Haunter's
pretty,
yeah.
Are you thinking about that one episode?
Yes. He's a menace.
That was a great
episode. I love him.
That was
for
a great
it.
Episode.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. He is a menace.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think either fire or.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's so basic to say water. I would really like a Lapras. Lapras would be totally cool.
Utility for
yeah.
sure.
You know, just gotta go across the water.
Yeah.
On top of that, flying. Oh,
that
actually, if
awesome.
I'm fire, I would have a Charizard and he could just fly me places.
Right.
You know? But I think I would do fire or water. That's honestly totally gonna change.
Yeah.
Like I go back and forth with so many things. Oh, this is my favorite. This. Oh, now it's this.
Mm-hmm.
So at this moment, fire and water.
Okay. Maybe at the same time. like a real Worlds Collide moment.
That'd be crazy.
That would be crazy.
I always find that interesting with the video games. Mm-hmm. Like you're going to this fire gym. Mm-hmm. That's such a crutch for you.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You're just using fire Pokemon. Yeah. All right. Let me bring six water. Let me bring one water Pokemon.
One really big water Pokemon.
Yeah, and just like wash them all. I felt like it would be so like, I'm doing these videos. Like if I was a fire type gym trainer, and then they're cool, but I'm like, realistically, this is not good.
Yeah.
You should not be doing this.
The strategy's bad.
It's a terrible strategy.
The meta's bad.
Unless you're like using Pokemon where there are specifically two types.
Right.
But like if you're just you're letting some people just walk in and preparing, like they're having prep time, like they're Batman.
They're
just, and they walk in, like I just have a Lapras.
Yeah.
I have a Gyarados.
Yeah.
That's it.
Sucks for you.
It does suck for you. I can't even say that. So you know how they re-released Pokemon Red and Green?
Yeah.
So I haven't played in a few weeks, but I chose Charmander's always going to be my starter.
Same.
But
same.
The first gym is Brock, and he's Rock.
Yeah.
And I was struggling so much. Yep. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to – I don't remember this game being this hard. I'm just going to turn it off. And I haven't been back. So I'm literally still in the first gym, and I have not gotten past it.
You're going to have to sit in the grass and level him up.
But it'll take forever.
Little by little.
So
that's what
long.
I remember that game being.
And people don't like Gen Z or like the people who haven't played the old games, they're realizing like leveling up is hard because if you play Pokemon Z to A, when you beat a foe or beat a Pokemon or whatever, your whole team levels up.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen in the old games unless they have an EXP share.
Right, right, right.
And people are like, why? Like, because we had to grind.
We had to grind.
And then my favorite was seeing a video of like when you have a poison Pokemon and you're walking around, it does like a little glitch thing. And people are like, what is happening? I was like, you weren't in the trenches with us.
No, you'll never understand.
You would never understand. You understand now.
You don't get us.
Like you had a backlit screen. You didn't have that.
You didn't understand the struggle. You didn't understand the $10 USB,
the
swirly light that you had to plug in and place strategically over your screen under your bed sheets.
These youngins.
No.
The youth.
You don't get it.
We were struggling.
No. Did you ever play World of Warcraft?
No, I didn't get into it. The most I know about World of Warcraft is literally from South Park.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's not that far off, to be
honest.
Okay,
that's good.
But similarly, World of Warcraft was so grindy, so grindy. They didn't even give you a mount that you could ride. You had to walk everywhere until level 60 or 40, 60. I don't remember now, but it was like, and it took a long time,
right?
Weeks, months to get there.
That's crazy.
So now if you like play the newest WoW expansion, you just get amount I'm pretty sure. I haven't played it in a while, so I don't want to be wrong and I don't want the internet to come for me, but I think you can just buy one now and you don't have to worry about
they're just like, yeah, we realize our mistake,
yeah,
let's just throw them a bone.
But a similar thing happened when the vanilla got re-released, which is like the original one. And people were like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, this is hard.
Hello. They're getting their shit rocked left and right.
You realize like, maybe I'm not the good gamer that I thought I was.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Games were harder back then. They were. I mean, they're pretty hard now. Like, what is it? What was that game? I can't remember the name of it, but it came out last year. And I don't think you could change difficulty. And I don't game that much as I should, as much as when I was younger, obviously. Mm-hmm. Like, I play games, video games, and I fall asleep. Like, whenever I play Pokopia, I fall asleep.
Yes, wait, I do that too.
And it's crazy. And I'm like, I want to play, but I can't stay awake.
Yeah.
And this game was so hard. And I was like, I have lost all of my skills.
You don't remember what it is?
I can't remember the name.
I can't remember.
Wushang?
I believe you.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
It was a fighting RPG game type thing. Uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh. It was hard.
I remember like struggling playing like Sonic Sega games. I don't think I could do that now.
No.
To be honest.
Did you play Sonic Heroes?
Yes.
Sonic Heroes was hard.
A while ago.
Yeah.
But yes.
That was a fairly hard game.
It was.
It was fun.
It was fun. And on Steam, there's the Dreamcast collection that dropped. And it had Sonic Adventure 2.
Mm.
It had Crazy Taxi.
Crazy Taxi.
Sega Bass Fishing. Jet Set Radio. It had all
Jet Set
of
Radio
those.
Future or the regular one?
I think the regular one.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I only played Future. Still okay. Both still great.
I was playing Sonic Adventure 2 on Steam and was like, I did this.
This is hard.
I completed this.
Like you're
I'm
dying
struggling
every single time.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, you finally completed the level. Well, you got a D because you suck.
It's like, yeah, he's doing all flips and stuff. Rank
yeah.
D.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Oh, games God. Were so difficult uh-huh. back then. Even some of the Mario games too.
Mm-hmm.
Like the classic ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, y'all need to just like sit down and just. Play these for a while. Let it humble you.
Let it humble you.
There are
exactly.
some great gamers out, and I wish I had the time and the energy to Twitch stream. And mm-hmm. hopefully, I mean, my office isn't fully finished yet, but mm-hmm. The next plan is to get a build, and then hopefully start that.
Have the capacity. To
yeah,
do it when
I don't know if I'll
to.
Actually stream, but I do want like a space, a smaller space where I can game in front of like a screen. Mm-hmm. I'm about to do a collab with a gaming chair company. And then I was like, can I also have a desk? Like I have one, but I wanted one of theirs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I just need to finish decorating and then just get the PC. And then I forgot where I have to go. It's a place near Anaheim. I forgot what it's called, but my friend told me to go there to get a bunch of stuff.
Mm.
So that's the plan. And I want to start.
For furniture and stuff?
No, for my build.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I see. Gotcha.
Something center. I forgot what it's called. But mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the plan. I just want to start maybe stream and see if I like it.
Yeah.
But it's like a whole nother like, platform you go on. People yeah. specifically stream.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Yes. It's all a lot of work. But the fact that you're continuously trying new things mm-hmm. and keeping things fresh, like yeah. I was saying earlier, it's nice. It keeps things exciting. You don't feel
right.
So
you just get bored,
overwhelmed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I am specifically excited exploring other types of content because mm-hmm. cosplay is so. It's similar to fashion, is what I imagine, but it is so intensive.
Especially if you're film. Making your own stuff.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, and just to clarify, you know, because some people like, I was having a conversation about with this for one of the students at the Dreamers Academy too. Like, you can, it's totally fine if you buy your stuff and
absolutely.
You I can modify things like mm-hmm. slightly, but I'm not going to be sewing and doing all the stuff that some very talented people do you sew and do your stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kudos. I'm okay. I will outsource to people who can do that for me mm-hmm. because. One, it's tedious. Two, it's a lot of work, and it's very hard work to the point where these people are so talented. I'm like, how are you doing this?
Yeah.
And some people do it so quick.
Yeah.
Like I just made this cape in like you know in yeah. like 5 minutes. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to. I would like to be able to do that kind of stuff, but I just leave it for other people.
I always say when it comes to buying or making costumes, because back in the day it was like. A thing, mm-hmm. right? Like you had to make every piece.
To
you
be,
couldn't
you know,
buy anything.
Cosplay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which I always thought was kind of it forced people to not be able to do it, right? Because not everybody can make a costume, whether they don't have the time or the resources
right.
or whatever it may be. Because cosplay is also very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So. If you can buy it and refine it
mm-hmm.
Or outsource to people and commission people
right.
who can build it for you,
yeah.
then that's amazing. And it keeps like it keeps things circulating,
mm-hmm.
right? And
yeah.
you are spreading the like love and wealth to everybody.
Right, and not gatekeeping it.
Yeah,
and just,
yeah.
And which I think in this community, it can get a lot very gatekeepy.
Mm-hmm.
Among other things.
Yeah.
But what other stuff, like content, are you trying to, besides voice acting?
You know, that's a great question. I'm in a bit of a transformative period
yeah.
in my life right now. I'm unsure. For a long time, so I came up in the photo era, pre-TikTok And I was doing the post three times a day, but this was like 2013, and everything was all photo-based content. So I didn't really jump into doing like the video content during the pandemic like everyone else did, which I probably should have. But I moved here. I'm kind of learning the ways right now. But I know that I would like to be more than just a cosplayer. So I am trying right now to like experiment with different things and see what I like and see what the vibe is gonna become.
Have you found anything so far that it's like, I can kind of see myself in this?
Well, I think that I'm very comfortable in doing like the cosplay transition stuff. So I think, and I enjoy that. So I'm definitely gonna stay there for a little bit, but I'm experimenting with like more lifestyle stuff and like skit stuff and to see if that is something that I'll enjoy.
Right.
Yeah.
I did see the skit you posted earlier with Stella.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When we were reading Smut at Guildhall while everyone was playing Magic the Gathering.
I saw that.
That is what that was.
I thought it was very funny.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah. That was also one of the ones where I was like, that is good for us.
Yeah, especially nice to like just when you think of something, just like if you can act on it in the moment.
Yes.
And like for me, I write down all my ideas now because I have a terrible memory.
Yeah,
same. And if I don't, I'm like, oh, this is an awesome idea. If I don't have it written down, maybe I'll remember it later. Mm-hmm. But if you're like able to do it in the moment, especially, I'm sure you've noticed this as well as being a creator, that you'll work on something for so long.
Yeah.
So long. Exactly. Put so much work into it. And then it just... And the thing you took 2 seconds to record just goes viral.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, all right. Yep. This is what y'all want to see. Yep. I tried really hard, I promise.
Yep.
Yeah, it can be rough. It can be so rough.
That is true. Yeah, I think what I'm working through right now is that I come from the era of the content needs to be pretty and polished and beautiful and high quality. And then we transitioned to an era of everything needs to be authentic. The less polished, the better. Mm-hmm. And seeing where I kind of fit in with that,
right.
Which I am confident I will do. Just haven't necessarily figured out yet.
Like I said, throwing stuff at the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, we are going to transition to our Patreon portion, but before we do that, please let our camera know where to find you online and if you have anything fun and exciting coming up.
You can find me on Instagram at Dimeech, that's D-I-M-E-E-E-A-C-H, on TikTok at Dimitri Beauchamp, and on YouTube. And what do I have coming up? I'm going to Germany this weekend. I actually don't remember if I can say anything about that. About what it is exactly.
Cut that out.
The Germany part is fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, about what it is.
Okay, never mind. Leave that part in.
And then hopefully doing stuff with the World Cup, but near future, Star Wars movie comes out next month. Mandalorian Grogu, doing a lot of Star Wars content.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Of course.
I'm very, very excited. I would like to know, if you were going to be a part fire, part water trainer, Pokemon trainer, what would your Pokemon roster look like?
Well,